So we are in Chelek Gimel of Talmud Esra Sfirot, Perek Aleph, Amud Kuf Dalet, page Kuf Dalet. And I mean, second verse. Kol Olam veKol Parzuf beKol Makom Sheu. Olam mean universe or world. Every world and every partsuf. Partsuf means face. But it doesn't really mean face. It means a system. So for example, a complete system, we call it partsuf. All the sfirot, all the lights, everything, system. But we call it partsuf, face. So it's a kol olam, every world, every part of every face, בכל מקום שהוא מחויב לקבל שבר באינסוף ברוך הוא. Everywhere, the only way to receive, it's have to receive directly from the endless. Directly from the endless. I shouldn't say directly. מחויב לקבל שבר. Has to receive the abundance from the endless. ועל כן השראת אינסוף, המיוחזת לעולם על הפרצוף, for that reason, that influence, that giving of the Ensof, that relate to the world, or to the system, or to the parצוף, מכונה כתר של העולם וכתר של הפרצוף. Very important understanding. And listen carefully. Everything that affect, everything that influence the whole system or the whole world, we call it keter shel ha'olam or keter shel ha'olam. We call it the crown, the keter of that world. Okay, not words with my accent sound like words. WORLD, the keter of the world, or the keter of the partsuf, or the keter of the system, the partsuf. ומכונה גם כן בשם מעציל, we also call it מעציל or emanator, לאותו עולם. It's the emanator for that world. וזה שנאמר, והנה הכתר שבאצילות, מאיר בו האינסוף, and that's what's written, the כתר of אצילות, מאיר בו האינסוף, the crown, within the world of emanation, the Ensof shine there. Keter shebatzilut meir bo Ensof. The crown within the emanator, the Ensof shine there. Wow, why is it so important to be so meticulous on those words? What is Rav Ashlag trying to tell us here? That the concept of keter as influence. Let's read it again. הוא מכונה גם כן בשם מעציל לאותו עולם. זה שמרוויני הכתר. So now we take in the word of רבי חיים ויטל in the name of the Ari, רבי אייזק לוריה. ויני הכתר שבאצילות, and here, the crown of the world of emanation, מאיר בו אינסוף, the אינסוף shine there. כלומר, what does that mean? ששם השראת אינסוף ביחסו לעולם הצילות, that's where you're going to find the light of the endless, related to the world of emanation. ועל כן נקרא כתר אינסוף או מעציל. That's why we call it the crown of אינסוף or emanator. The אינסוף, the endless, always is there. Whatever it expresses itself through emanation, whatever it expresses itself through in another way, but it's always there. But it's related in that level to Atzilut. The question is, I'm going back to the Ari, and the Ari writes like, "Vina keter sheba Atzilut beir bo ensof, the keter of the world of emanation, the ensof shine there, bilti shum masach, without masach, that's the word of the Ari, without curtain, and without distance, if you remember the last lecture. Klal. Achen nikra keter and sof. That's why we call that keter and sof, endless. Why? Because, you know, there is type of behavior of end. You know, when you try to imagine people getting married. I don't know how many weddings you've been in when you're close to the groom and the bride. Many times they will say, let's get over with that. They relate to the end. That's not ensof. That's lack of ensof. That's more malchut. There is no keter. There is no continuity. It's a lack of continuity. When you are the seed, you always give, you always share. You don't know where it's going to be in the end. You have no clue, you have no idea how it's going to end. You do what you got to do, and it's going. So 3 days before you get married, it's 3 days before you get married. 2 days before you get married, it's 2 days before you get married. Some people are overly scheduled themselves to end everything. To end eating, to go to sleep, to wake. Everything is end. I woke up. Now what I do till when? When is everything end? When I'm finished to work? Everything is finished. Everything is connected to Malchut. Those of you close to me know that I more act like Keter than Malchut. And if you don't see it, you're not close enough to me. I don't need to tell you, every idea that I bring into the system, people will have to copy me after that. Very simple. I mean, thank God, I'm teaching Kabbalah for free to everybody. Now it's beautiful. I motivate other people to do the same. So I have 20 students already call me if I'm upset that everybody copy me. They take my content, take my study, and start doing the same. I said, why would I be jealous? Why would I be upset? I know who I am. I always will be the one to plant the seed. From one seed will be billion seed. Baruch Hashem. That's how you bring the Messiah. That's how you build the temple. That's how you do it. Why do you think you do it to say, oh, I'm going to finish it? I'm going to get the deal done? Now when I'm teaching you that, I was actually more excited to teach Tikkuni Hazor today, but we start late. Because we have some difficult time with the light. We have to finish it. So we can get ready for that. So that's Malchut consciousness. I got to finish the food. When is this diet over? Now people get married. In the wedding, sometimes people finish. When is this relationship will be over? When you become a commercial dater, then nothing is happening because you always want to finish something. You know, even now, you're watching the video with me live. In the end, we have to download that into the system so other people can watch it, whoever didn't have a chance to watch it live. So you put this little memory card into the computer and we're waiting for it to be finished. That's not keter. No energy will come from that. People who don't have keter consciousness always will be busy with ending. And people always busy with ending, there is one thing happening to them. Death. And they're always going to get it wrong. They try to make food. And food is never going to come okay. And I always have this argument about the people who are creating a certain merchandise for the people who are buying it. From a simple bottle of water to a box of tissue. You know, you have that box of tissue that after you finish half of it, if your hand going to the second half, you lost. You get lost. You cannot, then you pull the whole thing. Whoever created it want to create more because they have to finish their job so they can make more money. Right? So when you buy those big ones, you know, the big tissue box, you know that the consciousness was not right. If you remember in the beginning, when they created the phone, before iPhone, I'm talking about a long time ago, before 2007, it used to be those phone. And every year when a new phone come out, they change the different charger. I don't know if you remember that. Why would you change the charger? Why you make it difficult for all of us? Make it easy. And everybody tell you the reason. It connect to Malchut. It connect to manifestation. It's not a bad thing to manifest money. But when you think like that, as I wrote in my book, even if you make it, you're not going to be happy. To be happy, you have to be mashpia. You have to be the one who influence. You have to be the one like Keter for that to happen. If you're not acting like Keter, you're going to always busy how to end. You become a commercial dater. You know, everything in your life is about finishing the food. You never start anything. You're always finishing something. When something starts, you look at your watch when it's going to end. So you're not ever in the moment. I recommend you read the book, The Power of Now. You know, it's a good book. I'm not recommended to read it all the time. It's a great book. Because I'm afraid people will be only in the now. Still there is future. Still there is past. But to be in the now, meaning that you're not thinking about the end. That's a very important concept. I hope you heard me. Because when I see people struggling with schedule, confused, they never create anything with their life. It's because they not have Keter in them. They're always thinking Malchut. Finishing project. Finishing thing. I don't know how to think like this. When I'm talking to you, I already created the next 20 programs, new idea that will be for the next 2 years. And I never understand end. They call me for my team and tell me, we finished this part. I don't even remember what it was. I'm the next thing. Why? Because sharing comes from Keter, sharing comes from creating. You know? Yes. Do you need to manifest? Of course you need to manifest. But it's not the goal. The manifestation will happen by itself, if you desire for the next project to come down. When you desire the next project to come down, that project to come down will push the other project down. You know, a lot of people get fired in this time. Those people get fired. Never thought they would get fired. They were just there, hanging there in a company or in a place or in a coffee shop. It's okay. A coffee shop. What are you doing now? So when people think like that, I will be comfortable or be okay. That's Malchut. I'm still going to get my makeup. Still going to get my apartment payment. I'm still going to get my tanning salon. I don't know what else out there. In the end of the day, it's Malchut. And to get to Keter, how do I influence? How do I grow? Can't sit still. Always next. And in the same time, manifest. Same time. Because whatever is Keter in Atzilut is also Malchut of Adam Kadmon. It's Malchut of the last level. That's pushing down. But you have to remember, what runs everything? The endless. Endless light is everywhere. Even here, in Asiya, even in this cup of tea, it's here too. It manifests in everything around us. Whatever you're looking at right now, it's not just me, never behind me, the wall, everything. It's all manifestation of the endless. Some to a great expression of the endless, some less expression of the endless, but it's all endless. All of it is light. So you gotta remember, you know, you wanna change your life. People get fired. What is a continuation? There's no such a thing that you get fired for not having something better. If you get fired, that means something better is coming. If you don't think like that, and you think Malchut, then you should cry when you get fired. I hope you understand me, because I see a lot of people busy with how to end up project. they give themselves tasks and they want to finish it. I want them to finish it too. But what's the next thing? And it's a vibe. It's not something just on a physical matter. It's a vibe. It's always, what can I do? What else can I do? So you're always into the next thing. What else can you do? So if you're asking me, the student asks me if I'm worried, people copy me. Elia, you did free Kabbalah for 2 years so far. Now people are doing that too. They're lecturing all over Facebook and Zoom. Why not? Why not? Why not? Let them do it. Enjoy. Enjoy. I'm going to come up with more ideas and they're going to copy that too. Don't worry. Right? The same thing. Same thing. God gave me this gift. Why wouldn't I share it? I'm a content writer. That's what I'm professional to do. In the East Coast, all over the East Coast, already getting the education for the next year for spirituality for all the school. Yes, I wrote it last year. They bought it this year, and they're very happy about it. Now the next thing you're going to see people doing the same. Do it. If you feel you can do it, do it. Now why not? We all have within us that ability. If you think you have within you Keter, create something new. If you don't have Keter, then come and watch me and copy me. For that reason, I said many times, I'm looking for teachers. I'm looking for people who are capable of teaching. Not everybody is capable of teaching. Sit with them, it's not just the education. It's not the vocabulary. It's not even the words. It's not about the English. It's not about public speaking. I'm not only looking for public speaker. I'm looking for a teacher. There's a big difference between public speaker and a teacher. People call me a public speaker. I'm a teacher, not a public speaker. I'm happen to be also a public speaker or motivational speaker. But that's my second degree. First, I'm a teacher. Teacher means I'm taking a person and helping them be the best version of themselves. Because that's Keter influence. Keter means going to the roots. That's really what it's all about. I hope I wasn't long on that. Anyway, now, how does that work? וחוכמה מקבל על ידי קטר. חוכמה, receive from קטר. Don't we know it? Why do we have to put it here? That חוכמה getting from קטר. התפשטות אור אין סוף, הנמשך מקטר, בראשונה לעולם. The first time the light of the endless come down, it has to be through קטר, נקרא בשם אור חוכמה. That light, this is so beautiful, that light that come first, the name of that light, it's called Or de Chokhmah, light of wisdom. So when it's saying the Ari, Vechokhmah mekabel el de Keter, and Chokhmah received from Keter, it doesn't mean Sfira of Chokhmah, it means the light of Chokhmah, what we call light of wisdom.
I couldn't quite hear you. Could you please repeat what See? You said?
Even my phone is Keter by itself, everything is by itself. So, Chokhmah, not relate to the Sfira, relate to what we call light of wisdom. And the light of wisdom, that light of wisdom, what is the light of wisdom? Those of you who studied with me from a long time ago, light of wisdom is the original light that coming from the endless, because light of mercy is what dresses it. So you say, the first light that coming to Keter is light of wisdom. וכך שכלול תכף באור החוכמה הוא רצון לקבלת האור. What is light of wisdom? We studied it before and I can't repeat it 1,000 times. Within the light of wisdom, include already the desire to receive. Desire to receive what? Desire to receive the light. So within the light of wisdom, there is a desire to receive the light of wisdom. I know it's kind of weird, but we explained it before. Why would the light extend itself out from the original place? It's only because there is a desire to receive within that light. Otherwise, it will stay part of the Ein Sof. אם לא כן, לא היה אור אין סוף, מכונה בלשון מתפשט. Otherwise, we wouldn't call the endless light מתפשט. מתפשט, by the way, means spreading out. Mitpashet, beautiful words in Hebrew. Mitpashet can mean spreading out. Mitpashet also mean becoming simple. Mitpashet meaning undress itself. It's tremendous words. But we mean mitpashet here, spreading out. Kamvuar. אמנם רצון לקבל זה, אינו נחשב לאיזשהו צורה ולהביאות כל כך, מה שרצון לקבל זה יגיע לו בכוח עליון. That is the first desire. So within the light of wisdom that comes from the endless that go to Keter, even there is a desire to receive there, it's not considered a real desire, because that desire was because the force called the endless, the light force, want to share. When the light force want to share, what happened right away? A desire to receive. So the original desire that exists is within that light that was shared. Together that we call it light of wisdom. So light of wisdom is have two forces, two entity, two idea, two intelligent forces. One is that force is being shared from the endless out, and within that force there is already a desire to receive, but that desire to receive doesn't make a difference between the endless and what below. דיינו מקטר, כי רצון להשפיע שבקטר בחייב בהחלט את רצון לקבל שבחוכמה. That's that Keter want to give, force Chokhmah to receive. Can you actually create something without the choices of the other people to affect anything? It's a great question, right? I mean, do we call it manipulation? You only call it manipulation when you want to receive. What if you want to give? When you want to give, do you create the customer who want to receive? Is that possible? If I created the ice cream flavor that never happened before, I don't know what's, I mean, there's thousands of them. You know? Thousand. You know, 5 years ago, an angel came to me, my dream, and asked me to create the product. I create most of the product they asked me to do. But I skip over 10 of them that gave me the headache. And I was happy that I forgot about it. Then, the voice came again. 10 days ago. So, oh my God, not again. So, yeah, what about the promise you had? You sit with people 4 years ago, you talk about it. When you saw the process is long, just forget about it. And I'm sharing this with you as a personal thing, and I'm not even sure I'm going to do it or not. Maybe with your advice and your help, maybe I will. And I was supposed to create what we call a mystical, Kabbalistic spiritual candle. It's with a lot of secret of the what kind of smell it will be. But it was so complicated that I said, my God, this is too much work. I'm not into it. And I said, no, not again. So, what I'm going to do next week, and in the next 3 months, study all about smell, which I used to study it about, when was Yuda born? 20 years ago, yeah. 20 years ago, I used to study that, about smell and how it affects the soul and what to do. I have to go back and study it again. And I'm not promising. I mean, I'm not lazy. I'm just, it's involved a lot of production to create candle. But I'm thinking about it again. To maybe gonna do it. Anybody who know any connection or something to help me, please reach out. This is my next Keter thing. And the reason I shared this with you, because if the light want to give, you receive. But if you want to create something, if you create something for the sake of others, the others will want it. The key success of every business is giving. When you want to give something, then you will find the one who want to receive it. It's a secret. If you think how to receive, you're not always going to find the people or the right people who want to give. For that reason, sometimes you see couples are fighting over food. Stupid fight over food. It's not salty enough, not sweet enough, what else? Not spicy, not cooked, yes cooked. What happened? They're in the process. It's such an insult. Right? Such an insult. You go ahead, prepare the food, fish. You are keter. You are creative. You are doing everything. You go by the Italian book, I don't know, French or American. You serve it to the table. And the person who you want them to receive that from you because you want to share, not receiving it. You feel rejected. What happened there? Here you come to share, you become keter, and they don't want to become the one who receives it. Makara, what happened in that moment? What happened is within your sharing, it was a receiving already. It wasn't a pure sharing. Within the sharing, it was involved a little bit what they call in English pleasing. Meaning, you did it, but what was more? For the sake of the person or for the sake of you? You always have to check. You always have to check. You know, also from the receiving point of view. When you receive something, you receive it because you want it and you don't have it. Or you receive it because you want to give a pleasure to the giver. Always. I mean, we're not angel. We cannot make it 100% sharing. But we got to make it 65. If it's 60% receiving, 40% giving, when you give it, it's not going to be good. Not going to be good. You want to impress, you want approval, acceptance. And that's, my friend, a secret of success for each person. What do you want to create? What do you want to do? Who do you want to give it to? So, that's how you create thing. You create by doing. So when people complain about your giving, not good enough, not spicy enough, not tall, not short, I don't know what else, not cook, complain. That's your chance to check if you really give. If their complaint bother you, if it insult you, the giving was not 65%. It wasn't. It was 20. It was using giving as a vehicle to receive. That's how you know. Is people who criticize you over your giving insult you? That means there is no giving in your soul. You don't have keter. And for that reason, there is a problem. There is a problem. I mean, in my young life, as young as I am, and I am young, I saw many things. I met thousands of people, tens of thousands of people in my life. Why did I meet? Why this my journey? I have no idea. Did I choose that? Not necessarily consciously, just it just happened. So I had to do a radio show today. I don't know if you heard it. And in the radio show, they asked me, how did you come to that? I said, just happened. I don't know, one thing lead to another. And when things like this happening to you, you learn a lot. And a lot of the thing that happened to me was not good. But a lot of the lessons of my life was from the non-good thing. Nothing could be better than the non-good event that took place in my life. I wasn't happy when it happened, but it was the best thing ever happened to me. Nothing come easy to me, but everything come easy to me. I cannot even begin to explain to you. Everything has to include struggle, because that struggle is give me the chance to become keter. If I wouldn't go to that struggle, how would I create? In the same time, when you receive that light, are you act as a receiver or are you act as a receiver for the sake of sharing? I'm going long here because there is depth in this section that I hope that whoever listened to it can take it to their life. I just hope. And let me continue. רצון להשפיע שבקדר בחיית בהחלט הרצון לקבל שבחוכמה. זה דבר שחוכמה מקבלה על ידי כתר. כלומר שבחינת קבלה שבחוכמה הגיעה לה על ידי הכתר. Where is the receiving of Chokhmah, light of Chokhmah, light of wisdom, not Chokhmah is a Sfira, came from? Only because Keter want to share. Remember, Keter is the beginning, is the influence. So because you want to share, you control the entire environment. If you want to know who controls everything, the person who want to share the most. Two explanations. In the Talmud, there is a section about Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. That they saw him in an event that he poured the tea and gave cookie. Just to let you know who is Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. If you put all the rabbi that lived together in the last 100 years, none of them can go even to 10% of Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. Just to let you know the levels. Just to understand. He's serving tea and cookie. And they ask him, Rabbi, Master. He said, that's what he answered. Say, if you don't you know, the person who is the highest is the person who shares. The receiver is always at the bottom. And he gave them the hint of Kabbalah there. Because if you think about Malchut, Malchut is always at the bottom. When you only want to receive, that's when you are in the bottom. When you want to share, you're Keter. So if you want to check where you are in life, you want to share. Of course, you got to find the right people to share with. Because below Malchut, there is, it's never end. Below Malchut, you have Klipot. If you share with the Klipot, you are Kotzetz Banetiot, you are influence good thing for the Dark Lord. You cannot do that. That's the only restriction, you should be careful. But if you find people, find human being, find concept, find idea, that when you share with that idea, something good will come from it, why not? Why not? Why not? I remember that I have many teachers in my life, but one of the mystical teachers that I met, coincidence this way, was 32, 31 years ago in Israel. And he was very excited about Kabbalah. I knew about Kabbalah, but I wasn't into it yet. And I didn't know he was a master. He didn't act like a master. And he told me what he's doing, and how he joined that team to make a difference in the world. And I said to him, what makes you so sure what you join is good? How do you know? So I didn't understand him then. He said to me, listen, whatever I join something, if it's good, I make sure it will grow. If it's bad, either I leave it or I make sure it will be destroyed. It was a special place. It's in a city called Lod. It's a synagogue called Bushaif. I turn around to grab Tikkuni HaZohar, turn to the right, it disappeared. That was my first experience, actually, with Zohar, Tikkuni HaZohar. But I sat with him for a while. He explained to me about the Zohar, explained to me the meaning, why it's important. And I went to that mystical place in Israel. Hopefully next trip we're going to go. Maybe I should take you there. Because there is something happening there. You're not always going to feel it. It's a unique place, but you got to meditate to feel it. And I don't know if it's the place or it's him. I went there to pray for my sister, who was dying at that point. And right after that, she started to get cured. And he gave me that lesson. When you join something, if it's good, give all your life for it. If it's bad, either leave it or destroy it. If you cannot destroy it, run for the hill. And why is this message important for me now and then? Because not all of us act with the head. What are we doing about the situation? I mean, look, Bli Ayin Hara at Vital. Beside the web, beside of what we're doing for people, it's tremendous. In no time, Look what have we accomplished. It's not take to me, or I'm just the one who talk here. I'm like a worm that open and close the mouth. All of a sudden in our street, one of the only streets in California, in Los Angeles, there's prayer and meditation here every day, guys. Unheard of. In the middle of the virus. Shabbat. Every Shabbat. Minyan. Are you looking at it and say, wow, so easy, no big deal? No, it took some struggle. No, don't look at it. So it was some struggle to make it happen. But because the energy is scattered, it's the energy of creating all the time something, it will always happen. So when it says that because Keter want to give, automatically within the light of wisdom, there is a receiving, meaning every time that you want to give, there is already within the giving act a receiver force that want to receive that. But the giving have to be pure. You have to give. You have to give. You have to give. You have to learn to give. Giving is a process. It's a practice. It's not just money. I know some people think it's just writing a check. Some people make a peanut butter sandwich with jelly, and it's more than $1 million. Because it's how you spread it. I remember one Thursday, or I don't remember, Wednesday, I was with my student and I showed them how to spread the peanut butter. And one of the students watched me, and I don't like to miss a corner, I want to make sure. She asked me aside if I have OC. I said, no, I don't have OC. You know, I just meditate that whoever bite this sandwich will have a good time. Does it take a long time to do that? So that's Keter. And within the Keter, there is already the receiver of that sandwich. If you don't think like that, guys, not going to happen. Not going to happen. One of my mission in South America, I was teaching four people about how to teach, how to study the Zohar, and how to spread this knowledge. And what happened, it was difficult, nothing worked. Because we want to make money, we want to be famous. It was receiving energy. On Friday, I gather everybody, and I say, give me a hug, everybody. And we hug each other, five of us. And I say, we're going to hug each other right now for 1 hour. It was the weirdest thing for them. Of course, they look at me as a weird dude. Not now, but then. And we hug each other. And I said, close your eyes. We're going to meditate for 1 hour standing, guys. Standing. And we want only to share whatever we want to share. The miracle that happened to us in the next 5 months. And one of my friends who lives in Brazil now can tell you all about it. He told me after this, I could not believe while I was hugging you that any of this will happen. That somebody will come with a private jet. I can tell you even the last name of that gentleman. The last name is Gaon, the Gaon family. It's a very famous Jewish family from South America. And will spread whatever we need to spread to other people. That is unheard of. What I'm trying to tell you, my friend, Keter, a true Keter, a true sharing, will give birth to the receiver. Don't worry about the receiver. Share. Share, 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 share. Tell you another story, so make the point strong. And one of my job, I had to build in the city of Manhattan a place where women can go to mikveh, men, and a place of study, to build a whole spiritual center. But, you know, to buy a building in Manhattan, it's expensive. But I want to share. The Creator sent me a wonderful person named Meir. Meir means to shine. A wonderful guy from Great Neck. And me in the Persian community always did well. Because one of my previous lifetime, I cannot say who, I did a great thing for the Persian community. So they always attracted to me. It's something from another life. So he found the building. But the problem is, we couldn't pay for it. So I said, I want to share. I said, the creator, I want to share. So I started to share. I'm sitting in my room. My room was the size of this table. That was my room, little table. And I said, please God help me to share. Somebody knocked on my door, it's a true story. And she asked me if my name is Meir. I said, no, my name is Eliyahu. You mean Meir from Manhattan, the businessman? So no, I want to talk to you. So no, you're looking for me? So no, I want to talk to you. It's okay, you want to talk to me? Talk to me about, I don't know you. He's the businessman, he's the owner, he knows everything about money and everything. I'm just a teacher, and you don't look like somebody who want to study. So no, I want to talk to you. She reached out to her pocket. I will not even mention the amount of money she gave. She gave a substantial amount of money. And I tried to tell her, before you go, can I teach you, please? Can I give something? I'm feeling ashamed. You don't even know me. You come from the street and you give me this money. Can't do this. And that's what I wanted to do. Goodbye. It's a true story. May God keep her soul in heaven. She was very old, and I don't know. I don't know till today what happened there. No idea. I know one thing. When you are keter, when you want to share, then there is things that happen. But your sharing has to pass the 65%. It cannot be, what can I get? And 30%. But it cannot be 65% what I'm going to get. Because when you work with this agenda, then when you go to the bar, when you're dating, I mean, there's no bar today. When you go to the bar, when you're dating, you think how to get the girls or the guy. When you put the makeup as a girl, oh, I'm going to have, it's all day long conceiving. That type of thing not working. You want to share? Mistake will happen. We're all going to do mistake. That's 100%. But better you do mistake on the way to share than do mistake on the, do the right thing on the way to receive. Anyway, I shared too much about my life. Anyway, so we continue. So, within the light of wisdom, how much desire to receive was there, based on how much Keter want to give. So, how much is it? It's called Aviyut Bechamat Ratzon Kabel Zekalush Ma'on. That desire to receive is very small. We call it Pchina Aleph. We call it first phase. Remember now the four phases? So, the first phase is when the Keter wanted to give, and because of that, the Chokhmah is receiving within it. Now, פירוש, כי החוכמה דרכה להתאבות בדרך התפשוטה, כי בגבר התפשוטה מתקבר ברצון. How it become now the second phase of receiving. Because as the light of wisdom continue to share, and within it there is a receiving, remember, then it מתאבה. מתאבה, meaning it becoming more thick or more
dense.
Dense. Becoming more dense. וממשך התורות החסדים. And now we draw light of mercy. מאינסוף. Where is the light of mercy come from? From the אינסוף too. What do you think is coming? All the light coming from the אינסוף. Everything coming from the אינסוף, from the endless. Every time you pray, it's the אינסוף. Every time you eat, you connect to the אינסוף. Whatever you do is the אינסוף. We just connect to the סוף. We don't connect to the end. Because אינסוף, סוף mean end, E-N-D, end mean nothing. So no end, endless. So if you can connect to the less, you're going to get everything. If you connect to the end, you're getting nothing. That's why it's called endless. What you want to choose. When you connect to the end, is the ego trip, what can I get right now? How do I finish the project? How do I download this video? How do I do this? All those conscious is soft, it's ego. When you connect to the ayin, like from the same ayin of Anochi Hashem, the same ayin from the first commandment. What does the first commandment say? I am God. But within the word I am God, it doesn't say Ani, it's Anochi. What is Anochi? Aleph Nun Kaf Yud, which within that hide what? Ayin. Aleph Yud Nun, from the En Sof. En Sof. And what is the letter that is extra there? Letter Kaf. What does the letter Kaf stand for? Keter. Very good. Good job. Good job. I hope people are listening, grasping it. This is very important limud today. So, נגמר את ראשותו המתגבר ברצון ומשכת אורות החסדים מאין סוף, הוא מרחק את עצמם מאוד מאור חוכמה. So that light of mercy is drawing from the אין סוף because of the התעבות of light of wisdom, meaning the density of the light of wisdom that was gave by Keter and created desire within the light of wisdom, now מתעבה, now becoming dense. And because of that, it's separate or distance itself from the original light, we call light of wisdom. ומתוך שהתגברות זו עשתה מכוח את אורותה עצמה, לא מכוח עליון, על כן נבחן הרצון הזה לבחינת אביות מועטת ויתירה מאביות שבחומה. Now why is that density become, this density appear? Because it didn't come, that רצון, that desire didn't come because the light want to share. That desire become because I want to receive. It's I want, even that bina, which is the second stage or the second phase, even that second stage is I want to share. There is I want. In chokmah there is not even I want. In chokmah is passive. I'm just there because Keter told me that I have to receive. Within bina, I want already to receive. I want to give, but I want to give. Within it there is receiving. It's still small, it's still very small, but it's much dense than chokhmah. ולכן בכך שעל ידי שינוי זה נפרש המחוכמה לבחינה, אחרי זה נקרא משם בינה או בחינה בית. For that reason, it moved from chokhmah to bina. It moved from chokhmah to bina, or from the light of wisdom to the light of mercy. We can call it either chokhmah to bina, as a sphirot, or the type of light, from light of wisdom to the light of mercy. And it become second stage, or phase two. וזה שאמר הרב שבינה קיבלה אור אין סוף על ידי הרחקה. So now we know what it say last time we studied, that בינה received the light by distance. What does that mean? כי אביות דבחינה ב' מכונה בשם הרחקה. Because that density of the second stage or the phase number two that we call בינה is called הרחקה, distance. משום שהחריגה את עצמם לקבל אור חומה. Because Bina distanced itself from receiving light of wisdom, כדי לקבל אור החסדים, so she can receive light of mercy. כמבואר לאל, מכל מקום אין התגברות הרצון הזה לחשבת להביא דמורה, even that acceleration, even that acceleration of that רצון, התגברות, strengthening of that רצון, of that desire, is much stronger than חוכמה, it's still not a complete density. משום שהוא מבחינת רצון להשפיע, because it's desire to give. Bina still want to give, but it still want. And because Bina want to become like the emanator, which was given. אמנם, עבה ביותר מבחינה א', כי הבחינה א', כל הרצון שבא, אינו שאלה, the Keter. Because the בחינה א', the first phase is only as in the first phase is only I'm receiving because Keter want to give. אמנם בחינה ב' כבר פעלה מתוך התגברותה. The בחינה ב', the second phase, is coming from the strengthening of the second level, or the acceleration. עצמה את הרצון שבה. אבל כן נחשבת בחינה ב' שהוא על כל פנים השורש לרצון לקבל השלם. שבזה היא נבחרת לאהבה יותר מבחינה לבעבי נתב. And for that reason, the בחינה ב' is the beginning of all desire, and for that reason, is considered more dense then בחינה א'. Now, כלומר, remember, the reason we say distance, last week we studied, there is way to receive by distance, way to receive by nekef tzar, a hole, and distance and nekef tzar. We study about different level. I'm not going to repeat it, please listen last week lecture. כלומר, אחר שתורה בינה להמשיך עוד החסדים, when Bina was awake to draw the light of mercy, מן המעציל, from the emanator, נמצאת שמתרחקת באור החוכמה. Now it's distance from חוכמה. דאם לא כן, לא הייתה יכולה לקבל עוד החסדים. If Bina want a new light, it's called light of mercy, so Bina can share, like the emanator share, it's have to be different than חוכמה. חוכמה is more passive. חוכמה is passive, I'm receiving because the light want to share. So they have to be distant from each other because there will be next to each other, it will be no light of mercy. כי אור דחומה נמשך ברצון לקבל, ואור דחזים נמשך ברצון להשפיע. The light of wisdom is coming through the essence of receiving. Why? Because I am the light, I want to give, and I'm forcing you to receive. So it's based on receiving, that's why the light is there. Light of mercy, or bina, is I want to give. So I'm drawing a different kind of light. I don't want to receive, I want to give, I want to become like the emanator. So for that reason, it's two different kind of light. Of course, it's the same light of the endless, but it's a two different type of light. מרקן מבחינה א', מבחינה ב', הפוכות אינה. For that reason, the first phase and second phase is opposite. מתחילת הצילותן, from the beginning. וזה שאמר הרב, כי אתה אין סוף רחוק ממנה, ויכולה לקבלו. And for that reason, it's written that now the end sof is far away from the second phase, and she can receive it, בינה can receive it. כלומר, שנתרחקה ונעשתה למדרגה ג' מאין סוף המתמצעת בין בינה לאין סוף, and it become a third level from the endless חוכמה בינה, המתמצעת בין בינה לאין סוף, ויצא ממנה כי אתה שהכריגה את אור החוכמה, עשתה למדרגה ג' שחוכמה היא בחינה א', שנייה לאין סוף, ובינה בחינה ב', ושלישית לאין סוף. If we counting from Keter, or if we counting from the end סוף, בינה is the third. If we counting only from חוכמה, based on the phases, בינה is the second. But because the end סוף is the משפיע, is the one who gives the light, חוכמה is the first receiving, passive receiver, and בינה is an active force of sharing that create a new light called אור דחסדים. הנה אתה יכולה לקבל אור דחסדים שהמשיכה, ואם לא היית מרחקת עצמה למדרגה ג' לא היית יכולה לקבל. If bina will not distance itself from the system, bina will never be able to receive that kind of unique light called light of mercy. כמובן, וצריכים לדעת שמילת רחוק הוא כינוי למיעוט השגת חוכמה. So when we say the word distance, we're not talking about distance like in physicality there is a distance. מילת רחוק הוא כינוי למיעוט השגת חוכמה. It mean less light of wisdom. That's what it mean רחוק. בסוד הכתוב, אמרתי יחכמה וירחוקה ממני, like it's written in our Torah, King Solomon, in the book of Mishle. אמרתי יחכמה, I say I will be wise up, וירחוקה ממני, but it's distance for me. Of course, King Solomon was not just a regular person. So if he say, I say I will wise up, I say I will be wiser, he doesn't talk about being wise physically, he talk about I will connect to Chokhmah, but irechoka mimeni, but it's distant from me. So who say, I say I will be wise? Bina. Bina say I will be wise, because wisdom in Hebrew, in English, means Chokhmah. The translation of the word Chokhmah is wisdom. So I say wise, but it's distance for me. Meaning Bina said, Chokhmah is far away from me, that's how I create my order chassidim. גם זה סוד הכתוב, ותיצב אחותו מרחוק. The secret of, if you remember the story of Moshe Rabbeinu, Moses, about Miriam, after they put Moses in this little basket, and before Batya found him, what did it say? They'll go and look for it in Exodus. It says, ותיצב אחותו מרחוק. A sister was looking at Moses from far. Wow! Now you can understand the Bible. Without that verse, he would never understand the Bible. Who care? Who care if she was looking at him from distance? No, she was looking at him behind the bushes. She was looking at him when she climbed on the trees. She was looking at him while she swim in the Nile. What does that mean? But the tzavach oto berachok, his sister saw him from distance. We imagining, oh, what a story. Or the Pharaoh. Soldiers are looking for Miriam and she hiding behind the bushes and she see her. No! But the tzavach oto merachok ve'en kan ha'makom la'arich b'zeh. Rav Ashlag say, I'm not gonna go there. I'm gonna go there for you. Who was achoto? Who was achoto? Who is sister? Bina is the sister of Chokhma. So it says, but the tzavach oto merachok, that Bina said, I will be distanced from Chokhma. Okay? From Chokhmah. So when I'm distant from Chokhmah, I have a chance to reveal the Chazadim. The old Torah, when Rav Ashlag doing it, אמרתי יחכמה וירחוקה ממני. I say, I will be with the wisdom, but it's distance for me. Meaning, I am Bina, have to be distance, so I can reveal all the Chazadim. My friend, I want to tell you something. Today, study is very, very important. And it's very important. We're going to finish this chapter hopefully next time. It's a short one. We just left with Zer Anpin and Nukva. Once we finish that, it will be beautiful. Don't forget to prepare yourself for Shavuot. In 2 weeks, tonight. What tonight is the day? No. Tonight, 2 weeks, and a day. We'll do Shavuot as regular. I don't know if we're going to put it in the backyard. We're going to do it in the front. It will be a regular Shavuot that you're going to be part of it. I know it's hard for you. Find a way. Talk to Debbie or me. We will find a solution. Don't decide you're not coming. Decide you're coming, just you need to find how to do it, how to organize it. All right? Thank you. Love you. Have a great evening.